Well, Madam President, I have an update for the information of all senators and for the information of the American people, and it's good news. At last, we have a deal.
The White House had come to an agreement on an economic stimulus and aid package worth roughly $2 trillion.
It is an effort to offset the economic devastation that's been caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
To enable people to keep the lights on if, you know, their job ends.
I need rent abatement. I need holds on loan repayments and credit card obligations, and I need some way to take
care of. So how much of the aid have you received?
Zero.
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 The payments will help put people's balance sheets in better shape so they can spend more and fuel faster economic growth.
This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, our show is about federal stimulus checks. The idea behind these things is that Americans impacted by the pandemic and the recession caused by the pandemic will get cash from the federal government. If this money is coming to you, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to spend it on local businesses, or is it all going to your health insurance company or a credit card company or a student loan firm? Are you thinking, thanks, Uncle Sam, but this is not enough? Call us to talk about what, if anything, you're going to do with those stimulus dollars. Did you even get your stimulus check yet? Our number is 603-513-7700. Call us to talk about your stimulus checks and what you're going to do with it. 603-513-7700 or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to callers, let's just quickly recap what we know right now about coronavirus in New Hampshire. 42 people have now died from COVID-19 in the state. And as that unfortunate number continues to climb, an analysis by NHPR finds that New Hampshire has one of the lowest coronavirus testing rates of any state in New England. A new survey by UNH and Dartmouth finds that a majority of New Hampshire residents think maintaining social distancing is more important than restarting the economy. That same survey found one-third of New Hampshire residents say they've either lost their job or have had their hours cut. And New Hampshire will receive $3 million in emergency federal election funding through the CARES Act. State officials say some of that money will go to municipalities to help them deal with what will likely be an influx of absentee ballots in the fall. As always, go to nhpr.org to get all the latest news on the pandemic and New Hampshire. So, our topic tonight, I want to admit upfront that it is fraught and personal. Again, here's the question. What are you going to do with that stimulus money that the federal government promised so many of us in response to the pandemic? That's a personal question, as I said, and your answer to it completely depends on your own circumstance. Were you already drowning in student debt? Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Or are you on the other end? Do you not even need this money and are trying to figure out something positive to do with it? This show is a big tent and there's space for everyone. We really want to know what this money will do for you. Something, nothing, or something in between. New Hampshire Calling is live and our phone number is 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. You can also email us your story at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We've got a guest who's going to be with us for the long haul on this show tonight. Her name is Elizabeth Salas-Evans. Liz, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. How are you?
Doing well, Jack. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want people to know that you're president of Kyena Capital Management, which is an investment management firm in Ware. I want people to know that we are not offering them, you are not offering them financial advice on this show, but we thought that it would be good to have someone who understands finance, who understands personal finance, you know, to contextualize some of the calls that we're going to get And I want to start, Liz, by asking you, you know, what are you going to do with your stimulus check? I mean, how do you, you've got two kids, you're married. How do you think about what this money's going to do in your own house?
That's right. Yeah, Jack, thank you so much for having me. And again, the opportunity to hopefully just serve as a resource to anyone who may have questions. So my personal and financial story is I've been in financial services for 15 years, and I launched Guyana Capital in June of 2019. I currently work three jobs, including the firm. And so I'm also a visiting scholar at Morgan Franklin Fellowship Foundation, where I develop financial literacy programs to help spread that in the community, as well as supporting the Manchester Inclusivity and Equity Committee as a project coordinator, supporting Manchester in recognizing what the needs are of the most marginalized within the city.
And Liz, so I want to just because I know there's callers already on the line, which is great. I want to hone in, like, you know, you're super busy. You got a lot of jobs. You wear a lot of hats. And, like, you know, a couple thousand dollars, like, what does that do in a house with a family of four?
Sure. So for me, it pays my mortgage. I mean, I was filing unemployment claims in 2019 myself. So mm-hmm. I was navigating that system. And as I shared with you, I didn't have the National Guard accepting my calls, as we have people today doing
right.
for the 22 million that are filing unemployment claims. And those doesn't include the individuals that haven't navigated the system yet or are undocumented and don't have access to services or are expecting to receive a check.
Yeah, yeah. And let me ask you one more before we go to the callers. Is there a good way that you think people should think of, you know, an influx of some cash in a crisis? You know, like, what it means to each family will depend on their income, their employment, you know, all kinds of things. But is there any sort of starting point that you think people should keep in mind when, hey, I've got some cash coming in that I wasn't expecting and we're in a crisis? What do you think? Where should people start?
Sure. So I think it starts with the needs, looking at how do we survive, and that's with food, shelter, access, and determining what do you need to survive based on your essentials.
Yeah.
And does this money allow for you to catch up on your essentials that you've fallen behind, or maybe you haven't fallen behind yet and it's now part of your emergency? Or maybe, as you stated, this could be money that you are looking to spend on, maybe it's like a new Xbox for yourself, or to give it away to a community or food bank that needs it.
Right.
So it's all determining on what do you need to survive for tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The next.
Yeah, it's really the thing that's pressing in front of you right now. Liz, let's go to some calls. We've got Molly calling from Andover. Molly, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Jack.
Molly, this is you. You've been on the show before, right?
I have.
Yes. Welcome back.
About education. Yeah. And I just thought I'd give you an update because where we're suffering the most, fortunately, we bought a ton of groceries. So we're good on our backup groceries and all of our supplies. But we talked before about my kids being ADHD.
Yeah.
And how much of a struggle it is for them to stay on task with remote learning. So I was in contact with the tech director at our school, and I was asking for parental controls, and they said it absolutely cannot be done on the Chromebooks that they were issued through school. They said you might need to get your own device. So I am thinking about getting Chromebooks for one or two of my kids so that I can put parental controls. So every time I turn my back, they're not researching drones or on YouTube. And that I find essential for me right now.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in again, Molly. We appreciate hearing from you. This is New Hampshire Calling, and we are talking about stimulus checks. Have you gotten yours yet? What are you going to do with yours? How far is it really going to take you? Call us to talk, 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700. Liz, I want to read you these three tweets that we got earlier today. Quote, here's one. I'm donating some of it. I hate seeing people go hungry. The next one says, spend it right now? No way. And the third one says, my stimulus check, which has not arrived yet, would just about pay 2 months of my health insurance premium, $618.11 a month. I mean, one of the striking things to me, Liz, is that, like, you know, this is the same amount of money depending on for people who have a range of incomes, right? So, like, again, it's so individualized.
That's right. And certainly in terms of health insurance, that's essential for most of the, for all of us to really live healthy lives and mental health. You know, if your mind is not right, is your body really right? And that's really, we need to think about that. And so individuals that are losing their jobs and are having to pay an increased premium through maybe COBRA for reduced benefits, this could impact the wellness that they are able to even have on a daily basis when there comes to their own medical needs, when it comes to medication, if they're going to see increased costs, maybe limited access. So absolutely. And that's really where it's essential to think about how long are we going to be in this situation for? And if we don't have an end in sight and we have so much uncertainty, I think it makes it very difficult to ever advise to anybody that it would be a good time to go spend that on money on something where you don't, that you don't need and based on discretionary spending versus essential.
That's right. Ruth is calling from Wilton. Let's go to Ruth in Wilton. Hi, Ruth. How are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi. I'm very well, and I'm happy to be able to say that. I'm 71, and I live in Hillsborough County.
Great.
But I would like to preface this by saying I am feeling so fortunate compared to what so many people are facing.
Sure.
Nonetheless, I have spent the last 35 years conscientiously and in a disciplined fashion trying to enjoy a comfortable retirement, and it's pretty much up in the air. I have no idea what's going to happen long term. In the short term, my goal is to reduce debt. About a year ago, my car was totaled in a rear-end collision, and I had to buy a new one, not expecting to do this. So that's my primary goal with the $1,200. I haven't received that check yet, but that's where it will go. I also would like to mention that I've been trying to think about the things that will make me happy, the things where I can cut back on expenses, and there are many of those, but what's going to make me happy? And there are a couple of those. One is plants, flowers. I love the garden, and going a summer without flowers is going to make my emotional state.
Yes.
And there are a couple of others. So that's my story, and I'm stuck with it, and again, I feel so fortunate.
And Ruth, I want you to know, too, I'm glad you're thinking about your joy, and I want you to know that Wednesday we're doing a gardening show.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be there.
All right. 7 to 8, okay. New Hampshire Calling. We'd love to hear from you again.
You bet.
Thanks Ruth.
Yeah. Bye.
Let's go to David in David's in Laconia. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling us. What about your stimulus check? Have you got it, and what are you going to do with it?
Well, no, sir, I haven't received it, and I'm calling because I was wondering if it was true, the rumors a few weeks back, that the paper checks that are supposed to come in the mail weren't going to be arriving until possibly sometime in the summer, maybe later. I'm still waiting for my tax return, old-school paper check, and I haven't seen that, and I filed my taxes 2 months ago, so I'm just wondering if any money's going to show up.
It's a good question. We're not in a position to answer, but I would direct you to go to irs.gov. That's really the best advice I can give you or anyone else in terms of figuring out where your check is and when it's coming. But it does, David, it does go back to that uncertainty that Liz was talking about before. You know, you don't know what, you know, how do you, there's the question of what to do with the money, and there's the question of when will it show up, right? Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, David. I appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, Jack, a little Aretha on Thursday, please.
Our little Aretha on Thursday. You got it for our soul music show. No problem. We'll consider that an official request.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about stimulus checks and what you are going to do with yours. If you are on the phones right now, stay with us. We're going to go to a quick break and come right back. But I want to remind people that to call us, to tell us your story, the number is 603-513-7700. Money.
Hey, it's Lauren Chulgin, NHPR political reporter, and we are so thankful for our members who make NHPR's news reporting possible. That includes our comprehensive coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. If you're looking for another way to help, you can donate that vehicle you no longer need to us. We'll pick up your car, truck, or RV and invest the funds right back into the programming you rely on every day. Go online to nhpr.org/cardonation to learn more. And thanks so much.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I just want to tell you about something kind of amazing and humbling that happened here at NHPR recently. Last week, we did a very short fun drive. You know, we put the hat out and asked NHPR listeners to help us raise $50,000. Okay, $50,000. In the end, we raised over $145,000, almost triple what we asked for. It is an extraordinary and, as I said, humbling testament to our listeners. Thank you to those who contributed because they know others can't right now. Thanks to everyone who dug deep. It ensures this show, New Hampshire Calling, will stay laser focused on covering this pandemic, the economic crisis, all of it with dedication and with compassion. Thank you for your support. Right now, we are talking about, speaking of money, stimulus checks, those federal stimulus checks from this COVID crisis. What are you going to do with yours? Have you gotten it yet? Our number is 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got people on the lines here, and we're going to go first to Laura calling from Jaffrey. Hey, Laura, how are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, and thank the Lord I am healthy.
Yes, absolutely. I'm grateful for that, too.
Yeah.
And now so let's talk about the stimulus check. What's on your mind when it comes to that?
I was part of a small group of people who had been forgotten. Those of us on SSI,
okay,
and a small group of veterans pensioners, the IRS, Treasury Department totally forgot we existed. So I sent an SOS out to Representative Custer and to our senators, and thank God now we're not going to be. So I haven't gotten the money yet, but I will.
Okay. And have you got something in mind, you know, for when it comes?
I do.
All right. What is it?
I do. Well, I broke both my ankles in January.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't been able to drive. So by the time I can in a month or so, I'm sure my car is going to need some work.
Oh, because it's been sitting for a while.
We start it. It's running. But yeah, it's going to need a checkup. But then I'm going to adopt 2 cats from an Adnock Kitty Rescue.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming. That's a creative use. They're it doesn't cost nothing to take in even a cat from a shelter. So that's
it does.
Yeah, it costs something.
It's $260 for 2 cats.
Well, you'll have company. Thank you, Laura, for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you over in Jaffrey. Let's go to Cheryl now in Concord. Cheryl, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, Jack. Thanks
Hi.
For having me on.
No problem. Have you received your check?
Yes, both my husband and I have received our checks. It was direct deposit, and we did our taxes early, so it arrived about a week ago, actually.
Okay. And what's the plan? Is there a plan?
Well, we're still thinking about it because, you know, everything's so uncertain. But we are thinking that we have one of our cars is almost paid off. We've had it for a long time. We've never paid a car off. And it's just about there. So we were thinking about using it for that so that we wouldn't have the payment down the road. I'm on partial unemployment and my husband is working still full time from home. But I'm not sure what's in store in the next couple of months for us. You know?
Yeah.
So we're tendency to hang on to it, but we also think maybe if we got that payment off our books and caught up, it would be helpful as well.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Cheryl. We appreciate hearing from you. This is
no problem. Thank you.
No problem. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about those stimulus checks. How far is it really going to go in your house? Are you hoping there's another one? And what are you going to do with the one that you either have gotten already or are hoping to get soon? This is New Hampshire Calling. Call us to share your story, 603-513-7700, 513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Mary is calling from Hinsdale. Hey, Mary, how are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's the plan?
So I received my stimulus check. I paid a payment on my car. I paid my phone bill, electric, gas, lights, and that was pretty much it for my stimulus check.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on my partner's stimulus check. He got his refund deposited on the H&R Block card. So now we have to wait an additional however many weeks.
But it sounds, Mary, it sounds like this all went to your like regular monthly expenses. It maybe got you a month or a little bit less ahead.
Absolutely. It didn't get me that far ahead. I'm hoping that there's more. And with the one that my partner will eventually get, we'll get, you know, another month ahead on bills, hopefully. But none of that includes food. But I am a frontline worker at a mental health facility, so I'm still getting an income.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Mary, and I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go now to Armina. Armina, are you on the line?
I am. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Armina. So this is Armina Frederick, and we wanted to talk to you. You sent us an email, a few weeks ago, about this particular topic, and I want people to know you're a PhD student at the Experimental and Molecular Medicine Program at Dartmouth Geisel School of Medicine. You're up in Hanover. And you had this interesting kind of split thinking about what you should or shouldn't do with this money when it comes. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Right. So there seem to be two clear options to me, either stick it somewhere where it can accrue interest and maybe the wolf will knock on its own door in the future and try to take it back, or I could spend it locally and try to pump it back into the local community.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend also lives in my house, or lives with me, and he's also a PhD student, and both of our checks did already come in. And I think what I settled on is we'll spend one and sit on the other.
Right, right. And you also have student debt that you're sitting on, as I've got student debt, many of us have student debt from grad school. Have you thought, hey, I could take a chunk out of that right now?
Yeah, no. that's like an iceberg level of commitment that'll have to get taken care of later. I know that the CARES Act put a temporary hiatus on interest, but my loans aren't. We don't need to pay those off until we're done at Dartmouth.
Because you're in school right
really,
now.
Yeah. So I'm focused on short term, kind of feeding myself.
Yeah.
In the next couple of months, making sure that's an available thing that happens for Dartmouth grad students that work until 7 p.m.
That's right. All right. Armina, thanks so much for your email and for talking to us for a few minutes on the show here.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have a good night. This is New Hampshire Calling, and we're talking about stimulus checks. $1,200 for, an individual. If you got a couple kids and you're married, maybe that's a little more than $3,000. What does that really do for you? I mean, is this a mortgage payment? Is this a mortgage payment and a few trips to the grocery store? Or are you in a position where you feel lucky enough that you just want to spend it locally? You want to pass it on to people who are more in need. What are you going to do with your stimulus check? Call us to tell us, 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. Email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Richard is calling from up in Berlin. Hey, Richard, how are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Good evening, Jack. It's good to talk with you again.
I remember you. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in a second time. It's good to hear from you.
I consider myself to be very blessed, Jack, because I'm old enough to be on Social Security, and because I manage the building I live in, my rent is very low. So this money will be used to give a tithe to my church. It will also be used to support some charities that I like to give money to. And part of it will be used, I hope, in September to attend the National Federation of the Blind State Convention, because I'll be attending it due to the fact that I am the first state vice president. And beyond that, whatever is left, I'll hang on to it, and I'm sure I'll find some other things to spend it on eventually.
All right. Richard, thanks for calling. It sounds like you've got your plan lined out and that you're going to be giving it to some good causes. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Jack.
Absolutely. We're going to go now to Joe May in Seabrook. Hey, Joe May, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what about your stimulus check? What are your thoughts?
Well, I haven't received it as of yet.
Okay.
But when I do, I'm going to be paying off the light bill and putting a deposit down on a car because my car was totaled out.
Oh, wow. And are you? What are you using your car for, to get to work primarily?
Actually, I get Social Security.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. 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 But so you have to. So, and isn't that the way it goes? You know, it's like you might have a great plan, and then you total your car, and it's like that's the priority you need, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I tried walking to Walmart the other day with my daughter, and it killed me for almost a week. I couldn't walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have weak legs and weak back.
Well, Joe May, I wish you luck, and thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. This is New Hampshire Calling. Let's do a quick email here from Richard. He says, I'm fortunate in that I am retired and do not depend on a salary check to meet my bills. I received my stimulus check last week and have decided to split it, half to New Hampshire Food Bank and Families in Transition, to support their efforts in feeding those who are struggling to provide support for themselves and their families. Half was sent to the owner of a local service business to provide some income during this economic crisis. Richard goes on to urge people who are in a position to spread the love, essentially, and share those funds with small businesses, people in their communities that are struggling more than them if they are in that kind of position. Dave is calling from Grafton. Dave, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you.
What do you think? Is $1,200 enough?
No, I don't think so. I've been fortunate enough to keep my job during this time.
Yeah.
I've received my stimulus check. And it's already spent on bills and car repairs.
It's gone, just like that.
Yeah. And I honestly think it's a real slap in the face of the working class. I mean, what we're dealing with is the single largest corporate bailout in world history. And it passed the Senate unanimously, and it passed Congress with a voice vote. And what the working class gets is $1,200,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be spent on necessities, which, I mean, people were already experiencing financial hardship to begin with before coronavirus.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I think it goes back to I asked you a yes or no question, and you said, no, it's not enough. And $1,200 doesn't go very far, does it, for most people?
Not for your average working class person, no. I think every citizen in the United States really has every right to be outraged and insulted by the $1,200 stimulus package.
Yeah, we can hear it in your voice, Dave. We can hear the frustration, and I really appreciate you listening and for calling in tonight. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about stimulus checks. What are you going to do with yours? Is it basically already gone? Are you in a position to share it, to help your community, to help a neighbor? Tell us what you're going to do with your stimulus check. The number to call is 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700, or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Liz, I know you're still on the line. I want to come back to you now, okay? You ready?
Sounds great. Yeah, hi.
Okay. So Elizabeth Salas Evans, president of Guyana Capital Management in Ware. What's striking me, why don't you tell me, what's striking you about the calls that you're hearing as they come in?
Sure. So there's quite the range, but I do think that there's
consistency in terms of uncertainty and essential spending. And for Ruth, I believe, from Wilton, with regards to purchasing a vehicle, certainly this time may be a good time to save that for the current time, to see if when she is able to then travel, if she is retired and at home. And certainly in terms of being able to get to a position where you are spending money on something that you want versus you need. It seems like I haven't seen that in any of the calls, really. It seems as though it's a lot of essential spending, and then with a couple of calls about philanthropic allocation. But certainly there's no denying that there's a need out there, whether it be community support or personal need. And that the $1,200 stimulus goes a very, very short
We're not hearing a theme of this is changing people's lives.
Right.
Yeah. No, maybe we'll get that call, but we're not going to count on it at the moment. Let's go to Mark in Conway. Hey, Mark, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. Mark in Conway, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how
are
you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. All right.
Good to have you. So what's on your mind?
All right. So if and when the check arrives, they'll probably allocate it for property taxes.
Oh, how much fun is that?
What a fun way
to get to spend the extra money, right?
Yeah. No offense to the current superintendent, but he's getting like $100,000 a year up there in the Conway School District. And we kind of debate whether that's necessary. But anyways, I'd like to inform other New Hampshireites about a program they're doing in New York. In Pennsylvania.
Can you keep it real quick for us?
I'll try. It's called the STAR program. If you are above retirement age and in a simple, compromised financial setting, you don't have to pay school taxes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, a perennial town meeting issue in New Hampshire is who
it
should
sure
be.
Is.
Yes, yes.
All right. It is, short and sweet.
Thanks.
So that's what they're doing in states similar to ours, four-season states, and they're helping out the older and the poor. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, for calling in. And Mark's money is going towards his property taxes. Where is your stimulus check going? Is it already spent? Are you still waiting for it? When it comes, what are you going to do with it? This is New Hampshire Calling, and we want to hear from you next. Our number is 603-513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. I want you to know what we are working on for tomorrow night's show. It will be very different than our topic tonight. We're not talking about stimulus checks. Tomorrow night, we'll be talking about solitude and loneliness. We want to know how you are coping with social distancing, especially if you already lived alone. Are you embracing this solitude, or are you feeling the strain? As always, you can share your thoughts about solitude in advance by leaving us a voicemail at 603-513-7700 or record a voice memo and email it to us, nhcalling@nhpr.org. Right now, we are talking about stimulus checks, what you are going to do with yours. The federal government is sending money to most Americans during this pandemic. How far will that cash really get you? Call us to talk, 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Michael is on the line from Hooksett. Michael, what are you planning to do with your check?
Yeah, what check? Is it a check?
right. Let's assume it comes. What do you have a plan?
Well, quite honestly, I keep hearing people calling in, and it seems like more than half of them are still working or on Social Security income or something to that effect. And, they're like, oh, I'm going to buy a couple of cats. I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to, go on a vacation. And there's some great people that are going to be donating to those that are in the services, the essential services and such. But guys like me, I don't have a real job. I'm self-employed. Mm-hmm. I'm in the construction trade. I'm a contractor.
Yeah.
I sub out most of my, a lot of my labor, you know, through subcontractors in flooring business. And, you know, I'm like hemorrhaging cash, taxes, insurance, utilities. I have a home. I have a business. And both of these places accumulate tons of, you know, utility payments.
Yeah.
Debt. And I'm not seeing a check. I see paycheck protection stuff, but I don't have any paychecks because I'm my own employee. And I'm seeing nothing. I'm hearing nothing. I'm not, you know, this isn't going to kill me inside of a month or two or even three. But still, when I hear people saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get a cat. I'm going to go buy a car. And they're all still working. They're all still getting this money. You know, it's balancing this out. It's finding how this money needs to be distributed to the people that actually, in some cases, actually earn it, because we do work and go and pay taxes all the time.
And Michael, it sounds like you're getting a sense of inequity, too, that, like, is one number the right? Is there one number that should go to everybody, or should this be?
No, that's ridiculous.
Right. You're saying more. You would prefer to see a system where what you get depends a little bit more on what you're making and your personal situation.
You know, again, quite honestly, $1,200 wouldn't touch my expenses and overhead for the past month and a half, 2 months, whatever it's been, since things have really tightened up for me. But at the same time, you know, there's people out there that are getting, you know, a fraction of, you know, that type of income, that are getting, you know, what about the people on unemployment that are getting an additional $600? And, you know, it's like, however this was engineered, there was just like no thought process into this whatsoever. Let's just throw money out there and just watch it get, you know, gobbled up by everybody that has really not as much need for it as the ones that are working their asses off and paying their taxes and getting up every day. I don't need the money. I'll get by. But, you know, when I hear stuff about people, you know, I'm going to buy a couple cats, I'm going to go on a vacation, I'm going to buy a new car. It's like, this isn't the lottery.
Right.
It seems that way.
Right.
Who's getting their checks and who's not.
I hear you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you and hearing your perspective. And thanks for listening.
It's a good show, man. Thank you for having me. Take care.
No problem. Renee is calling from Seabrook. Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What are your thoughts on what you're going to do with your check?
My thought is to keep a roof over my head.
Yeah.
And pay my bills and to help my children.
And I mean...
And to get a car.
Right. That's
and
a lot.
And I was wondering, when are we supposed to be getting these checks?
Yeah, again, I would direct the only advice I can give you or anyone else is to go to irs.gov and you can try to get an answer there. But it hears, Renee, if it sounds like what I'm hearing is, you know, you've got your essentials that you need to pay for, and this is
exactly. This
is going to go pretty fast, $1,200 over, you know, food, kids, car payment. Yeah, that's not going to last.
Yep. But at least I could be able to make ends meet.
Renee, thanks for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about stimulus checks and what you are going to do with yours if and when you get it. How far will $1,200 go in your household, or maybe $2,400 if you're married, or maybe a little bit more than that if you've got a kid too? How far will it get you? And what are you going to do with it when it comes? Do you even have a plan for it if and when it comes? 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700, or nhcalling@nhpr.org. Ree is calling from New Boston. Hey, Ree, how are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And what's on your mind?
For my stimulus check, if I get one, I'm not sure. but I'm planning to keep the money local, pay bills. But the bigger concern that I have is the tax implication of this check that everybody gets. You're getting this supposedly free money, and at the end of the year, they don't take any taxes out of it. So people that are struggling already are going to have this tax bill at the end of the year for money they, you know, they received but didn't pay any taxes on. And I think it could create a larger problem down the road.
Gotcha. It's a good question. I don't have a solid answer for you. I do want to go back to Liz Salas Evans from Guyana Capital Management in Ware. Liz, you know, again, I just feel like the uncertainty of this is really kind of overwhelming. You know, I mean, it just sounds like, you know, there's some anger out there. There is some frustration, and then there's just this uncertainty. People, you know what they're going to do with this, but it's just not going to go very far to begin with.
That's right. And certainly with Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, announcing a potential for another $500 billion that is based more on income and household size and supporting small businesses, as Michael alluded, the funds that were allocated had already been depleted, and small business owners and sole proprietors, many didn't have access. Mm-hmm. So in terms of essential spending and needs and tax implications, all of these are valid. And that drives to the call that you're having, the session tomorrow, in terms of solitude. And that does lead to sometimes bad decision making, where short-term emotional gratitude may lead to using funds that you'll need in the short and in the short months in the future to pay your expenses. So certainly there's a lot I think, risk associated with the current environment, and particularly the solitude and funds with lack of uncertainty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's almost a little, it's interesting, because I feel like this, some people are in a position that this will make them feel a little bit better. And it sounds like we're hearing from people who it's making them feel a little bit worse. I mean, it just sounds like, again, it kind of goes back to that individual situation. Let's go back to a call. David is on the line. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm good. So your name is, this is David Carl. You live in Warren. Yeah. And we wanted to talk to you because you emailed us. You are a retired teacher, and you're going to focus on photography in the next chapter of your life, which sounds wonderful. But you told us that, you know, your family's getting about $2,400 for you and your spouse. Where's that money going?
Well, we have received the check, my wife and I, and my wife is self-employed. She's not worked for over 6 weeks. Presently, we have to pay for our own health insurance, which is $1,556. So the stimulus check of ours combined is paying for 6 weeks of our health insurance.
Wow, that's just the premiums.
And that's not going to the doctor or paying for the
copayments.
I think one of the things in listening to the program tonight is one of my questions, and maybe it's also for your guest, Liz, is this really, I think, again, it's what's being named as a stimulus check, and I'm not hearing about much that's going to be spent to stimulate the economy. Going to health insurance premiums really isn't paying for anything. And I know some people have called in about buying cars and whatnot, but $1,200 doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
In doing these things. So it may be a feel-good measure, and I'm not upset that I received the check, other than that whoever's the next president's going to have to raise taxes to start paying for all of this that we're getting. But I guess I'm asking you and your guest, is this really stimulus?
Liz, David, thank you so much. And Liz, what a great question that I had not been thinking of. We do talk about this. We hear about it all the time as stimulus. We are not hearing from people. This is not scientific. This is a random sampling of the people who choose to call. But he's right. We're not hearing from people saying, many people saying, I'm going to spend it on something new. I'm going to spend it shopping. I mean, people are spending this on essentials.
That's right. And stimulus would imply that there is growth
and we're not experiencing growth. I myself included, do believe we've been in a recession for quite some time, and I think that we're at quite a risk of a potential depression. And with that, these aren't stimulus. You're not stimulating an economy. You're certainly allowing for individuals to not lose their homes and afford essential food, health care, and these are things that are needed to even survive a healthy life. So again, essential expenses versus vacations and discretionary spending, where I don't have that myself. And yeah, I know that there are callers that do, but certainly, in terms of adopting cats, that may be for emotional well-being that is necessary as well. So I think that there's a lot of needs that may be perceived as desires as well.
Yes. Yeah, and it is so personal. It's very personal. It's a very personal thing. Let's get a couple more people on the radio here. Joe is calling from Jackson. Hey, Joe, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I said the thing about the 2011 Stanley Cup playoff last
time. Oh, good to hear from. Did you make it all the way to the end? Did the Bruins win?
We won, by the way. Spoiler alert.
Great. Just for listeners, last week Joe called in to say that he's occupying himself by watching. I can't remember what year. What year was it?
2011.
The 2011 Stanley Cup Finals on YouTube. You were feeling optimistic that the Bruins were going to pull it off, and it sounds like they did. I'm so happy for you.
I've been riding the wave ever since.
Good. I'm so glad you're keeping Liz and I both entertained. How about stimulus money?
So my partner got her check, and I am still waiting on mine. And I'm just kind of curious about some callers are. I heard somebody say that they had their still was working, and yet felt like the money wasn't enough. And so I'm just curious, if you're still working, some people are still getting these checks, and they maybe don't just like that's just extra income for them. If you're still working during these times, that maybe you don't need that check. So I was curious, and I've heard this sentiment around my group of friends too. Why do people feel deserved to have the check if they still are working? And I can take my answer off the air, but I really appreciate the show.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Liz, yeah, does that go to the sheer number of people who are already living on the margins in terms of finances, living paycheck to paycheck, that, $1,200 gets them half a week ahead or a week ahead?
Sure. And that may include individuals that also may be increased credit card debt, expecting maybe a raise or a job change that maybe fell through, or maybe additional hours to pay off. It may be something, a car repair or new roof or whatever that created an additional debt load, where then the uncertainty and the lack of hours, and the wages. Certainly, right, we haven't seen growth in wages. And if we have, they've been quite anemic in the past several years of less than 2%. So it's certainly important to consider the debt that individuals may be carrying.
And it also sounds like, we're hearing from people who are working now, they may not be in a couple of weeks. And we've also heard from people who are afraid. We heard from someone who said she'd afraid she'll be laid off. I want to get to one last call here before we sign off. Kristen is calling from Keene. Hey, Kristen, you get the last word tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow, I'm lucky.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say I haven't got my check yet. But I also am somebody that is just really lucky to still be working full time, and I get insurance through my job, health insurance for me and my kids. On the other hand, for many years, I was self-employed, so I know what the other side of it is like. And I know what it's like to have, to be paying people out of pocket for things and be completely responsible for yourself. So I'm kind of glad to be on the other side of the fence right now, be employed by an organization.
And do you know what you're going to do with the money when it comes?
Totally. Yeah, totally. I'm going to put it in the bank.
Yep. There it is.
I mean, and I don't make a super strong income, but I hear you when you've got people on the phone saying, I don't know if I'm going to have my job much longer. And I'm in the same place. I'm grateful
Kristen, thank you so much for calling into the show, and we hear you putting it in the bank. Liz, we just had so many calls, and I feel like it's important to acknowledge before we go that, you know, there's a lot of people struggling out there. It hurts. And we hear all of you, and we really appreciate you calling in. Liz Salas-Evans is the president of Guyana Capital Management in Ware. We asked her to ride along for this ride tonight, talking about people's personal finances during this moment and stimulus. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Liz, and coming along.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I want to thank everyone who called in. I want to thank David, Carl, and Armina Frederick for their emails that got them on the air. You can reach out to anytime at New Hampshire Calling. Our show is produced by Emily Quirk with help from Pete Nakos. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And remember, we are all in this together.